Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The third baseman, Johnny Pesci. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey McDermott. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mickey McDermott. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Herb Adams. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting third. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gordon Goldsberry. Batting seventh. The catcher, Phil Massey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Cusava. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Cusava. And now, play ball. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zernial. DiMaggio reaches second base with a double. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDermott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Philly reaches second base with a double. Adams goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Philly scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. DiMaggio throws the ball into Doerr, who tags Zernial trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Majeski moves to third. Two outs. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry takes first base on ball four. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey hits a line drive into center field. DiMaggio picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on DiMaggio. Majeski scores. Goldsberry goes all the way around to score. Massey moves to second. It's 4-0, White Sox. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. the Red Sox will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a pop-up towards first. Goldsberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla takes first base on ball four. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Cuzava is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuzava hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cuzava for the out. One out. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams throws the ball into Doerr who tags Adams, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Philly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels hits a pop-up towards third. Pesky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott strikes out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. DiMaggio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-1 in the game. Pesky strikes out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes DiMaggio. The throw from Massey and he is safe. DiMaggio steals second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Majeski hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Zerniel strikes out. Two outs. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Goldsberry takes first base on ball four. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Massey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Massey reaches second base with a double. Goldsberry goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, White Sox. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens strikes out. 1 out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 1 in the game. Dropo hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Zarrilla hits a fly ball into center field. Adam settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kuzava is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzava is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuzava hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDermott fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Philly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on McDermott. Philly moves to second. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 2 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Philly trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 1 in the game. Tebbets hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Clyde Vollmer pinch hits for Mickey McDermott. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Adams. Vollmer reaches second base with a double. Doerr goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, White Sox. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. DiMaggio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vollmer scores. It's 5-2, White Sox. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 2 in the game. Pesky hits a line drive into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. DiMaggio moves to third. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's Red Sox, 5, White Sox, 5. Ken Holcomb now pitching. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 2 in the game. Dropo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dropo moves to second. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Papai now pitching. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Goldsberry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-2 in the game. Tebbets hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Adams. Tebbets reaches second base with a double. Al Papai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Papai hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. DiMaggio takes first base on ball 4. Papai moves to second. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-3 in the game. Pesky takes first base on ball 4. Papai moves to third. DiMaggio moves to second. Howie Judson now pitching. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goldsberry fields it and throws to home to get Papai. DiMaggio moves to third. Pesky moves to second. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Stevens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Massey takes first base on ball 4. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Massey moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Nelly Fox pinch hits for Howie Judson. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox bunts towards the mound. Papai fields it and throws to third for the out. Carrasquel moves to second. One out. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Carrasquel moves to third. Fox moves to second. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Kane now pitching. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dropo hits a fly ball into center field. Adam settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Majeski bunts towards first. Dropo scoops it up and throws to first, with Doerr covering, for the out. Michaels moves to second. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Zerniel hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-5, White Sox. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Goldsberry hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Massey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-3 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Massey moves to third. Charlie Shan's now pitching. Bob Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane takes first base on ball 4. Carrasquel moves to second. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman pinch hits for Charlie Shands. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Adams. Goodman reaches second base with a double. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kane fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Masterson now pitching. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Philly hits a fly ball into right field. Zerilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Michaels hits a pop-up towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo fields the ball and throws to Masterson covering. Safe. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Zerniel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Dropo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stevens moves to second. Al Zerilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerilla is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Zerilla hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caris Quell throws to second for one, and Michaels throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Stevens scores. Doerr moves to second. Two outs. It's 7-6, White Sox. Lou Stringer pinch runs for Bobby Doerr. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Tebbets hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stringer scores. That run is unearned. It's Red Sox, 7, White Sox, 7. Walt Masterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Masterson hits a fly ball into center field. Adam settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Stringer now playing second base. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Goldsberry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Massey takes first base on ball 4. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kane hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Pesci hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Kane, and towards Carrasquel, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Stevens hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-7, Red Sox. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Dropo is hit by the pitch. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 9. And the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Adams is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Philly is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Adams moves to second. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Michaels bunts in front of the plate. Tebbets fields it and throws to first for the out. Adams moves to third. Philly moves to second. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Majeski hits a ball on the ground into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Adams scores. Philly scores. It's Red Sox, 9, White Sox, 9. Jim Busby pinch runs for Hank Majeski. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Zernial is walked intentionally. Mel Parnell now pitching. Eddie Malone pinch hits for Gordon Goldsberry. Eddie Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Busby scores. Zernial moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and Boston Red Sox, 9. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.